You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Finalizing this Thursday show, some information to update you all with. LeBron James has signed a two-year deal to return to the Cleveland Cavaliers. It is worth $46.9 million, $23 million in the first year, $23.9 in the second year. That second year is a player option. Also, Kevin Love has signed his deal, five-year, $113 million deal to stay with the team. And also, Iman Shumpert, 4 years, $40 million. So, boom, right there. $53 million, roughly. Actually, no. I said Kevin Love's was 22.3. LeBron's is 23. So there's, what, 45.3, and Iman's 10. So there's $53.3 million in three players.
And we didn't even get into the DeAndre Jordan stuff today.
No, we didn't.
But I'm gonna throw this out there.
Yeah.
And it was from Bruce Hooley. I saw it on Twitter this morning. He tweeted middle of the night. And I thought about it. I'm like, man, no one's going to have this. But he brought up a great point. If you're Dallas, why don't you turn all your sights and attention to Tristan Thompson?
Right.
You lost DeAndre Jordan.
Yep.
Fine.
And are they the same guy?
Tristan Thompson.
They're the same guy.
I think they're awful close.
And how much and before we get into, you know, some other news and we close the show here. Now Dallas can't make as much money in Dallas as he would here in Cleveland, correct?
Correct.
Which would be what, $10 million?
And he's a restricted free agent, so the Cavs can match it.
Oh, okay.
But if it's something so outlandish that it doesn't give them the chance, why not at least try?
That's true. And Mark,
you've got all that chunk of change that was supposed to go to Jordan.
He's a smart guy. He does. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Gibbs, I know you had some news on supplemental draft as
well. Yeah, supplemental draft today for the first time since the Browns took Josh Gordon. Someone was taken in the supplemental draft. The Rams added to their O-line, taking Clemson offensive tackle Isaiah Battle in the fifth round.
Okay.
Would you have taken a flyer on him?
I why not? I think for fifth round.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you get into that fifth and sixth round.
Yeah.
Why not take that?
Right. I agree. You know, if you're a part of the, you know, the Rams fan base, you don't feel like it's a waste. Whereas there was some skepticism around, you know, a second round pick for a guy that had been in trouble in Josh Gordon and still in trouble, but we've got a little bit of value out of him, you know, for a second round pick. Whereas now a fifth round pick to me is not a sure thing to make the roster. And this guy might not be a sure thing either, but if he's worth it to take it for an organization like St. Louis, they've got to make strides to compete in their division, and this might be it.
Might be it indeed. All right, let's our Twitter results, actually.
All right.
And our calls for MVP and most important guys. MVP Joe Hayden with 4 votes, leading the way. Joe Thomas was number 2. Dante Whitner number 3 and team MVP.
Okay.
Most important player, tie. Alex Mack and Joe Thomas.
Okay.
Joe Hayden and Dansby and McCown, both with 2 votes.
2 votes.
And Bernie Kosar got 1.
Bernie Kosar got 1. You think Bernie can still play?
I know Bernie can still sling the football.
I'm sure he can.
Clearly,
the
playing days are long gone.
No, I think, as you mentioned with the Buffalo Bills, I'm sure Jim Kelly can still sling it.
Yeah.
Just can't play.
All right, we got about 90 seconds left. Fresh Brownies tweet at the show. Nice name. And I read it on the air. With all the buzz about Taylor Gabriel this offseason, any chance he moves ahead of Hawk or Hartline?
Potentially, yes. I think from week to week, the game plan will be evaluated and the potential starters. And I don't put a lot of merit in who's going to start at wide receiver for this team. I think, as I've mentioned, it's going to be by committee. They're all going to contribute in their own special roles. But you could see Taylor Gabriel starting a few games. Absolutely. And just to give you a little highlight preview of what tomorrow's show is going to be like, it'll be myself all by myself. Matt Fontana will contribute a little bit and be the onboard producer for this show. But we're going to do a best of this offseason. So we're going to hear from interviews from Ray Farmer right after the draft, as well as Dane Brugler talking about the Cleveland Browns draft. Then we'll hear from NFL vet, the godfather, Gil Brandt as well as Alex Marvez talking about the entirety of the Browns offseason. So a lot of interviews. We'll still do our Friday forecast as well. But it's going to be myself with you tomorrow. So I'd love to hear from you. You can still chime in, 216-578-0850. But thank you so much for taking the time to listen to us today. Matt Wilhelm, Jason Gibbs with you on ESPN 850 WKNR Cleveland.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.